Everyone loves a costume party, and when it's the world's biggest comic book convention, some find it simply too hard to resist dressing up.
Since I was 14, I've liked comics, so of course by default we started going to comic cons when he was young, and he kind of grew out on his own, so it's his idea to dress up.
For serious action fans, this convention is as close as some will get to meeting their real-life superheroes, or just acting like one.
Everybody wants to see their comic book hero put into film and flying and kicking ass and doing all the things that, you know, we read about. We want to see that happen, come to life. So, yeah, it's great.
Comic-Con marketing director David Glanzer says the once-fledgling event has grown in recent years, thanks in part to Hollywood's love affair with action heroes.
This is our 41st year, and yet each year is different. Whether it be the comic book publishers, toy manufacturers, or whatever, everybody's working on new projects, and Comic-Con is a place you can see those projects before anybody else.
The convention has turned into a marketing bonanza, with celebrity guests this year including megastars Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. But regular convention goers complain the event has become too big.
I certainly do think that it's become a victim of itself in many ways. Like, getting into some of the events that you want to get into are almost impossible, and you got to get there hours and hours in advance.
But some say the convergence of popular culture into one giant venue is not such a bad thing.
You know, it's great that Comic-Con has grown into this pop culture, you know, event. Like, because this is the event. In fact, I was reading Vanity Fair, and they quoted that, you know, Comic-Con is like the new Sundance. It's the new Cannes Film Festival.
In recent years, Comic-Con has helped launch films such as Iron Man and Avatar to tremendous box office success. This year, the number of new films being promoted has nearly doubled. More surprised than most by the event's success is Stan Lee, the 87-year-old co-creator of Spider-Man and Iron Man comic books. Lee is mobbed everywhere he goes.
I feel like a rock star in a way, and but the only bad thing about it, I don't get a chance to really enjoy the con because I can't just walk around and look at the exhibits.
About 125,000 fans of comic books, movies, and video games are expected to attend the four-day event, which runs through July 25th. Millar Sega, VOA News.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1 releases on November 19th.